Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Yeah, with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, bringing you the news that most don't want to hear, but most don't take the time to right themselves by righting the wrongs. And the right time to do the right thing is right now, not next week, not next month, not until they're removed by the American people through the fraudulent cycle of voting throughout the United States of America. No, we don't have to wait for that. And the reason I'm saying that is because, well, I just got this in the mail right before the show today. Senator Mitch McConnell, drug trafficking Mitch McConnell, Mr. Anti-Drug himself, just sold you out, according to Gun Owners of America, along with 14 Republicans who just joined him and doing their best to disarm the American people. Okay, again, friends, we have God-given rights. The only way that they're taken away is if we forfeit our God-given rights. Either you're going to deal with Mitch McConnell and the 14 good guys as they're sold to you as such, or you're going to lose your right to bear arms. And I strongly suggest that you do not disarm. But this is all coming from the mainstream media, as usual, and those that are propping up the establishment, which would be to the responsible party. That would fall to the feet of the church in America today, which is the established church today. Just go ahead and ask me, and I'll tell you. And, again, speaking of the mainstream media, I wanted to show you something. And I know Tim Brown's morning show did the same thing that I'm about ready to show you. And we've shown you several videos where this war in Ukraine, as the treasonous Joe Biden, Article 3, Section 3, Luke 22:48, this Judas that the people are allowing in the people's White House right now, he committed the act of treason with Ukraine. Now he's in office illegally, and what is he doing, friends? He's actually stealing away taxpayer dollars in the billions and giving it to Mr. Zelensky, who is an actor, now become the president of that country, who's also a sodomite and who is also a Nazi. And we know this to be true. Well, I wanted to show you something just because this will shut the opposition, the mouth of the opposition, in so many different ways. And I want you to see it for yourself. If you're on social media platforms, you're going to enjoy this because the mainstream media was called out again. And this is in Ukraine. If you'd like to check that out, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. Go to the top of that page, SOL Radio, and then go ahead and click onto our Rumble feed, and you will see about what I'm ready to show you. Also, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, my friend Michael Roach's page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. And if you want to call in at any time, you can do that too, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Now, you ready for this? This is propagandist, a useful idiot over in Ukraine, where her promulgation, her broadcast, was found out to be what it really was. Pay attention closely to the details, because, again, that's where you always find the devil. If you're listening to us in one of the 157 cities or 53 countries, I will narrate, but in this particular case, that's all you'll see is, I'll tell you in just a moment. Check this out.
Сейчас мы находимся в Мариуполе под обстрелом украинских боевиков. Мы
слышим... She's got the wrong background up.
Не то.
Wrong background.
Ёб твою мать.
Wrong background. She's switching the background. Wrong background. Fake backgrounds. Wrong background.
Нормально.
Now it's a war-torn background.
Прямо сейчас мы находимся под обстрелом украинских боевиков в Мариуполе.
Proceed with the propaganda hit piece. Folks, this is nothing new. We all know this. This happens in America all day long, as we all well know. Matter of fact, I'd like to show you this. This is how it happens. It comes out, folks, on the East Coast, and then it crosses the United States over to the West Coast. And what they do is they read from the teleprompter. This is brand new, and again, I want you to hear it for yourself and see it for yourself on social media platforms. Check this one out.
Antonio's Jessica Headley.
And I'm Ryan Wolf.
Our greatest responsibility is to serve our Treasure Valley communities.
The El Paso, Las Cruces communities,
Eastern Iowa communities,
Mid-Michigan communities.
We are extremely proud of the quality, balanced journalism that CBS 4 News produces.
But we are concerned about some of the
plaguing our country.
The sharing of biased and false news has become all too common on social media. More alarming, some media outlets publish these same fake stories without checking.
Some of these media outlets even publish the same fake stories. This is happening in the East Coast, then it goes to the middle portion of the United States over to the West Coast. They're all reading from the same teleprompter. This is the point that we're making.
Checking facts first.
The sharing of biased and false
news has become all too common on social media.
More alarming, some media outlets publish the same thing without checking facts first.
They're all saying the same thing. This is what a useful idiot looks like and acts like.
This is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
This is extremely dangerous to the democracy that does not exist in the United States of America. Again, we are a constitutional republic. This, again, is going from the East Coast to the middle of the United States to the West Coast. This happens every single day of the week, and they're talking about journalism, and yet they're all saying the same thing. And how could it be otherwise, friends, when they're all reading from the same teleprompter?
This is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
This is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
This is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
This is how you...
This is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
Dummy down to people that don't take the time to pull the curtain back.
This is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
This is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
This is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
They're acting like they're the ones that are bringing the story, folks. That's what's sick about this. While they're reading the teleprompter.
Extremely dangerous to our democracy.
This is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
This is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
Okay, this is a brand new one, just for the record. And the reason we say, folks, if this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, we just got to tell you, first and foremost, it's got to be a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, right? Why is that? Because, again, as I just said, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, friends. And this is all you're getting from the mainstream media across the United States of America. That was a brand new piece that was shared from one of our friends, bringing forth the piece to show you what's happening across the United States of America. It is not journalism. It is them reading from the teleprompter. As I said, it's got to be a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, period, said the 7th president of the United States of America. We're going to come back, give you a couple more stories, and then we're going to get over to This Is Gratitude. You're going to love this. This will put a smile on your face.
Oh.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic Special Menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If you want to call in, you can. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. You all know that Tesla's sales went up 247%, right during the pandemic. And the gas prices skyrocketed. And then I shared with you, I said, friends, they're driving the gas prices up. They're gouging. Just look at the profits made by the oil and gas companies, friends. It's sick. It's criminal, to say the least. But what they were doing, as I said, is they were driving traffic over to that of Tesla to buy electric cars. And, of course, I'm way out there for thinking that, but yet you just give it a little time. Everybody takes a U-turn. They come back to what we've been telling you for weeks, months, and sometimes, and in many cases, years, and then they begin to admit what the truth of the matter is, right? Well, we've seen this so many times on the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and I don't say that arrogantly. I just say that because we trust in the living God, and we're led of the Holy Ghost. Romans 8:14. Read it when you get a moment. Well, we know that the sales went up during the pandemic 247%. Okay, right on cue, and the American people jumped right in, just the same way they did with the pandemic. I told the American people, I said, it's just a matter of time before we find out what the pill is in the jam concerning the pandemic. It went from the mask, and I said, it's going to go to the vaccinations, and it's exactly where it went. Now people have taken, those that have taken the vaccination or the experimental jabs, well, they're now finding out, case in point, I'm making two points here, that vax deaths are up 691%. This is death among children alone. Oh, by the way, and then on the other hand, the Trump worshipers are going to Donald Trump's rallies to hear him say, arrogantly, like the devil himself, Isaiah 14, I am the father of the COVID vaccine. He said to his followers, go get those shots, everyone. Can anybody make the correlation here? Okay, but see, people jumped the gun, and then they ended up getting the shot. You know, it's interesting. You don't hear anybody complaining about side effects that didn't take the experimental jab. The only people that are actually eating the fruit of their own ways right now, is Galatians 6:7, is those that took the shot. And I say that with a sad countenance. I don't say that with a happy face. Listen, my job is to warn the American people. Read Ezekiel 33, verse 3 on down, friends. It's my job to warn the American people. And if you don't want to take heed to it, you don't have to. But again, I would take heed to someone that's been on cue over the last 23 years. And I'm not talking about Bradley Dean. I'm talking about the giftings within the ministry. We're pointing the finger back at the Holy Ghost who does the leading, where Christ is always glorified. And you can see that the greatest of all prophets, Jesus Christ, he continuously warned, and he warned, and he warned, and he warned. And as a matter of fact, let me just go there really quick, because it's coming to my aid where I need to share a little bit more than maybe what I'm thinking we're going to share. But it tells us in Luke 13:34. What does it tell us? Oh, Jerusalem, oh, Jerusalem, America, America, which killeth the prophets and stonest them that are sent unto thee. How often I would have gathered thy children together as a hen doth gather her brood under her wings, but you would have none of it. Therefore, you're going to eat the fruit of judgment. Therefore, you're going to eat the fruit of judgment. Right? Okay? So let's go back. So we were talking about the vax deaths, who's promoting the vax deaths, who's out there trying to play up to his worshipers. Again, Acts 12:22. This is the voice of a God and not a man. They apparently have eyes, but they don't see. They apparently have ears, but they don't hear. They can read Jeremiah 5:21 when they get a moment so they can understand what's upon them right now. Now, again, the reason I'm bringing this up is because the way that people just jumped all over the Tesla car sales just blew me away. It's like, can you make up stupid? You just can't. Okay? Let's go back to Tesla. Sales up 247% after gas prices skyrocket at the end of the pandemic. I told the American people, you're too easy. They're driving you to buy electric cars. Now in California, they're telling you that a certain year up and coming, which it probably will be found to be false anyways, because they're not going to be able to make that mandate because the people are not going to go along with it because they're catching on slowly but surely. I prefer sooner than later, but that's up to them. But now, friends, what I notice is all the people that were buying Teslas in California. And then now in Minnesota, you see them all over the place. In Michigan, you see them all over the place now. And this is what happens when you jump the gun and you don't slow the roll. Listen to me carefully. Patience is the weapon that forces deception to reveal itself. Let me say it again. The Bible says, in your patience, possess you your own souls. Okay? That's what the Bible says. Patience is the weapon. That what? It causes the lie, the deception, to reveal itself. And patience has everything in the world to do with slowing your roll. So everybody jumped on the vaccination. Then we find out people are falling over all over the place. Regardless of how many warnings, they didn't listen to it. Now they're eating the fruit of their own ways. It's the same thing going on with the Teslas now. Bradley, what are you talking about? Well, I'm leading up to this, friends. The Patriot Nation just reported when he was told how much his electric car's battery was, he hit the roof. Wow. After posting a quote from a car dealership indicating that it would cost him $30,000 to replace the battery in his electric vehicle, a Florida man went viral. Rob O'Donnell posted on Twitter, he found that his battery, after 70,000 miles in an electric car, to replace that battery was, the car's battery, the power system within the Tesla, was close to $27,000. Americans, when, again, are you going to quit playing to the dupes of ill-designing, crooked, wicked men? Ephesians 4:14. I can't answer that. Only you can. I guess I'm just not that stupid yet. Because you can see this stuff coming a mile away, and you can say, Bradley, you're calling me names. Listen, stupid has a definition. It means dull and insensible. Common sense comes into play. How many times have I made the point on this show? Oh, by the way, I correct myself for saying 86%. It's my understanding that 94% of the American people do not believe the mainstream media. I said 94%. Who told you electric is now the way to go? The mainstream media did. Who told you take the vaccination so that you might live longer and you can protect yourself from the virus that doesn't exist? The mainstream media. 94% of the American people don't believe them, but they listen to everything that they say. That's called, again, holding the truth in unrighteousness. Romans 1:18. My goodness, Americans. I want to get over to something that I was going to hit yesterday, and I apologize, but I've said it, and I'll say it again. If someone calls in and they want to make a point, they want to throw something out on the table, they want to bring a conversation to the table that has something to do with what we're talking about, then go ahead and do it. We're going to make it your show. So I want to play a little catch-up here. And by the way, GCN, I see that call coming in. Can you go ahead and get a name and where they're calling from, please? I greatly appreciate that, guys. By the way, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. What I want to do is I want to play a little catch-up. And I want to go over to New York because this tyrant, Kathy Hochul, she said and she made the claim that the good guy with a gun theory is over. You are being frontally attacked, Americans. This is not them upholding your God-given rights. This is what they said they would do with their hand on the Bible. Why is it a strange thing, or why is it something that's so far out there to say that the people in this country have to take responsibility when one of their said representatives lies to them and violates their own oath? Read Numbers 30, verse 2. Deuteronomy 23, 23 as well. These people are violating their oaths, and they must be impeached. Article 2, section 4, giving you the answers again, and prosecuting them until the American people send the message of prosecution to corrupt politicians. This is going to go on. We hear it all day long. The airwaves are filled with the crimes of those that are supposed to represent and uphold the law and magnified against the crime. Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. But that's not what they're doing. See, it's up to the American people now to do for themselves. See, you all heard that saying, God helps those that help themselves. Hey, folks, help yourself and deal with corruption. How many lies do they need to tell before they're found out to be liars? How many crimes and scandals do they need to commit before you hold them accountable? Impeach every one of these twisted, perverted, distorted criminals and uphold the law where they fail to do so. That is what we're obligated to do as the church and as patriots and or conservatives of the day. But if not, you can read Matthew 5:13 because that's the part of the plan that you are a part of and it's not good. I'm going to come back and I'm going to show you the video of this said tyrant governor in California, New York, and you can see for
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President of the Cleveland Fed Reserve says interest rates should be above 4%. Loretta Mester telling MNI Market News rates should stay at that level once it's reached early next year. The Fed has been steadily raising rates in a bid to fight inflation that hasn't been seen in decades. The FBI says there's a possibility of increased cyber attacks against schools. The Bureau saying the attacks could coincide with the new school year. They add smaller school districts are the most vulnerable. A federal judge has issued an injunction against the Biden administration's moratorium on new oil and gas leases. Louisiana Republican Senator Bill Cassidy tells Fox Business that he's not confident this will change drilling in his state.
They have shown that they can use the executive branch, the bureaucracy, to find a reason why things don't work.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance to buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, top left side of the page, social media platform, subscribe. BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page, BeforeIt'sNews.com if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. I'm going to get back to this New York tyrant attacking lawful gun owners again in just a moment. I'm going to play the audio and the video for you on social media platforms and to our listening audience across the United States of America. But before we do that, let's take Diana from Montana. How are you, Diana? Thank you for calling in.
I am blessed in the Lord, and my soul is well.
Amen.
However, the world around us is as wicked and evil as ever, and I thank you so much, brother, for throwing your pearls to the swine yet again another day.
Oh, yeah. That's what it seems like at times, doesn't it? Yeah. I was thinking of Psalm 103 and 104 when you were talking about, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. We bless his holy name. We truly do. You know what's interesting? Now that I think about that, Diane, isn't it interesting that people think worship is just sitting there singing as unto the Lord? That's a part of it. Real worship is actually obedience to the Lord. And I don't think people make the correlation there. So they can go on Sundays, sing to the Lord, and think they've done, you know, they've given the Lord their two pence, and all of a sudden everything's good while they go live like the devil the rest of the week, and somehow that makes up for it. I don't understand that, Matthew 7:16, but that's what they do. Anyways, what did you call in about, Diana?
Well, but to that comment, they have chosen their own ways, and their soul delighteth in their abominations, and the Lord has chosen their delusions, just as it says in Isaiah 66.
Amen.
The reason I called in is I wanted to discuss very briefly the story of 2 Kings 20, where Hezekiah had shown off all of his good things to the son of Babylon and was kind of boasting and bragging about it until Isaiah came and warned him and said, look, what you have done is only going to bring everybody into captivity by showing off all of these things, and you're going to be carried away to Babylon, and there will be nothing left. And what Hezekiah said was, good is the word of the Lord which thou hast spoken. Is it not good if peace and truth be in my days? So this person, Hezekiah, was basically saying, well, it's okay for me. I really don't care what's going to happen to my posterity down the road. As long as it's good in my days, it doesn't matter to me that everybody else is going to be carried off into Babylon. And I really believe that's the apathetic behavior and things that we are witnessing today. The same spirit. There isn't a word disgusting enough to describe those that refuse to see the truth.
Yeah, and it's interesting because when you look in the book of Amos, the Lord continuously told him, this is why I'm going to judge you. This is why I'm going to judge you. This is why I'm going to judge you. And over and over and over again, the Lord's very specific as to why he's going to judge him. And the people, even when their sons were dying in wars, even when these things were taking place where they were eating the fruit of their ways, the Lord was saying, I did this to you, but you still didn't return. I did this to you, but you still didn't return. Then it gets to the point, Diana, where the Lord says, you know what? What do you see, Amos? And he says, I see a plumb line. And the Lord says, I'm not going to let the people transgress any further than this anymore. So in other words, the Lord drew the line in the sand, and he said, there's no more. And I believe we are in the times of no more. That plumb line has been dropped, and the Lord is bringing judgments, and there's no one that can kick it away from the truth of the matter when it comes to scriptures. You know, I was just thinking about something too, Diana, I was just talking about the vaccinations and how people jumped the gun, and then that whole thing with Tesla, and how people jumped the gun, and then they find out, they learned the hard way because they didn't listen to the warnings beforehand. It's better to learn the lesson before than after, friends. But I was just thinking about the vaccinations, if you don't mind me, because it does coincide with the conversation that we're having here today. No matter how many times Fauci's been exposed, no matter how many times Biden's been exposed, no matter how many times Trump or the Bushes or Obama or the medical industry or the gas industry or whatever the case might be, just a broad stroke I'm making right now, no matter how many times they've been lied to by these same organizations, it's still the ones capitalizing off the ignorance of the American people to do it over and over again. And in more specificity, isn't it interesting concerning vaccinations that millions of pages have been written on vaccine injury and corruption in the last 30 years, but the industry still insists that you believe that there's no problem with their vaccinations? And because of that, because the American people today in the present have taken the bait again, you can rest assured they're going to keep kicking the can down the road and capitalizing off of those same people that refuse to listen to the warnings. My thoughts.
Agreed.
Yeah.
It is like a religious following. They blindly follow after this, and whatever you might want to call it, for the simplicity's sake, the medical industrial complex, for example. They blindly follow as if doctors know it all. Yeah. And as if they just are going to go along to get along, because people are afraid to go upstream, go against the grain, to go against the majority. But and I've heard you say it many times, when everybody's running in one direction, you better go the other way, because there is something to be said about them blindly following after this, you know, this craziness, and
yeah,
they put
narrative
up with it as if nothing is ever, as if there's no consequence in their days. And they're witnessing it, but yet their eyes cannot see it, and their ears cannot hear it, and it definitely appears to be God's judgment on them that refuse to hear it. They've been given over to their delusion that all
That's
is
right.
well.
Yeah, I was just thinking the same thing in Second Thessalonians chapter 2, folks. It's exactly where we're at. They've been given over, and they continuously keep going on with their bad selves. And, again, we are where we're at because the American people refuse to listen. Diana, thank you very much for the phone call. I totally appreciate it.
Praise folks, the Lord for kicking my feet out of the fire of hell.
Amen. Yeah, thank you.
Amen.
Amen. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if you want to call in, now's the time to do that. We're refreshing right now on Comrex if you want to call back in. And again, we totally appreciate it, folks. 1-866-582-9933. Matthew 15:14. The blind lead the blind. They all end up in the ditch. Isn't that what Jesus said? Doesn't it tell us in the book of Proverbs? I believe it's chapter 14 where it says, there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end is death. I mean, I can't even justify using that scripture with what we see today. I mean, how do you follow those that lie to you over and over and over again? And by the way, I wanted to make a point concerning the fearful. People are afraid. I don't care if you're afraid or not. Do you think those boys on June 6, 1944, when they were taken from their homes willfully with a smile on their face, and they went overseas, and they went to Utah Beach, and they confronted a tyrant over in Germany and France, folks, do you think they weren't afraid, but they did it anyways, didn't they? No, they were moved by the fear of the Lord, not the fear of man, which brings a snare. And let me remind you, to all of you fearful, that Dinah was just talking about, I say woe unto you, and I also give you scripture in the light of what you give ear to, because we don't take counsel from our fears. As a matter of fact, the Bible tells us in the book of Timothy that we have not been given the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. And perfect love casteth out all fear. What is it that you fear? And I can tell you exactly who you serve. When you go to Revelation 21, verse 8, what does it say? The first people that are sent to judgment, that are sent to hell, and rightfully so, are who? But the fearful. And who are the fearful? They are the ones that call themselves believers, but they don't really believe. And the unbelieving, and the abominable. And that reminds me, as a matter of fact, of Titus 1:16. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny Him, being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work they're reprobates. These are the ones that Dinah was talking about. They're reprobates. They think they belong to the Lord, but in fact, they don't. And how do you judge them? By what it is that they do or what they don't do. Matthew 7:16. Now, this is what I want to play for you really quick. This is a point that I was just making. I was going to get to it yesterday. New York tyrants, Kathy Hochul, I mean, as if to suggest they were going to deliver somebody else up after the criminal that was there before her. And the American people let them deliver her up, all the while knowing she's another part of the problem in this country. And I'm talking about those in New York. But Governor Kathy Hochul's claim, the good guy with a gun theory, she said it's all over. Isn't that interesting? I want you to hear what she has to say here, and then I'm going to make a couple points, and then we're going to put a smile on your face is what we're going to do. I'm going to do my best to do so, because I think it's warranted. Isn't it warranted? I hope it's warranted. Ready? Here we go.
We don't need guns on our streets. We don't need people carrying guns in our subways. We don't need people carrying guns in our schools. We don't need people carrying guns in our places of worship. We don't need them carrying them into guns, into bars or restaurants. Because that'll only make people less safe.
It makes people less safe by having guns. Okay, and I'm not going to go through the long diatribe of going through everything that we've shared with you a thousand times over. We have rights. I don't care what she has to say, but she said enough for the American people, namely the people in her state, to rise up and impeach her and prosecute her for her crimes. There's your answer again. I know many don't want to hear that, but that is your answer. And no, you don't have to wait for her to run the duration of incumbency. She can be removed now and prosecuted now. Okay? 94 to 96% of all mass shootings take place in illegal gun-free zones. I'm going to come back and make a couple more points, and then we're going to get over to pasting a smile on your face. It's called gratitude. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Grammy Award-winning producer Val Garay. Bradley Dean is a man who knows what it means to speak the truth. In this day and age, it's extremely important to have a voice for the voiceless and a caring person who loves God and country enough to fight for it. Listen to the Sons of Liberty radio show for the truth that will open your eyes and speak directly to your heart.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You know, I did this magazine, and I'm just, I don't know why, the Lord just does this stuff to me, and because sometimes you feel like, where are we going? What are we doing? And I have this magazine we did in 1999, and we got rid of tens of thousands of them. Literally, it was a great piece for someone to read if they were an airplane ride or whatever the case might be. But we wrote on the dangers of antidepressants and school shootings, okay? And then we talked about crime and the corruption that the American people tolerate. This is right at the beginning stages of the ministry. Then we have Adolf Hitler in here. Let me control the textbooks and I will control the state. Then we have gun control issues. Pretty crazy. And then we have warnings about the vaccinations and the dangers. Wow, that's pretty crazy. And then we have the Declaration of Independence, how we need to go back to the old past in Jeremiah 6:16. Well, it's pretty crazy. Hey, folks, it's not difficult to stick to the Word. It really isn't. If you're quickened by the Holy Ghost, you're going to stick to the Word, and you're going to be right on the, you're going to be on the right path regardless if you see it or not. The Word is a lamp under your feet and a light under your path. It's a daily walk. And sometimes you just don't, you feel like you're walking through the fog. But the Bible also tells us that we walk by faith and not by sight, right? Okay, so anyways, let's get back to this. New York tyrants, Kathy Hochul, another plant, folks, right on cue, She takes the place of another criminal that was never charged before she was. And interestingly enough, he's removed for what? Sexual misconduct. And so once he's removed, then his brother's removed from that of CNN. And before you know it, here comes Kathy Hochul. And right away, the first thing she does, she starts attacking her constituents in the state of Minnesota, or I'm sorry, in the state of New York, only to show you who she works for by mandating vaccinations, this, that, and the other thing. She's got no authority. It's called overreaching. She's assuming authority that's never been given unto her. Okay? Now she's again attacking the people in the great state of New York. And what's interesting, folks, here is the fact that she's assuming authority that she doesn't have. And I hear it all the time. What are we supposed to do? You impeach her. You prosecute her. You send the message that we will not tolerate your crimes anymore. Here's the good news. You still have the freedom to do the right thing. What are you doing with that freedom? Okay? Now, I want to go back to this, and I want you to listen to her, what she has to say. Now, I want you to think about this as well before I tee this up. 94% to 96% of all mass shootings take place in gun-free zones. I suggest that the American people round up all these anti-gunners on both unconstitutional sides of the aisle, round them up, impeach them, and prosecute them, and hold them responsible for all of the people that were killed in these gun-free zones, which are unconstitutional. Read the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights. You have rights, not privileges, right? Also read the preamble to the Bill of Rights, which only reinforces the Second Amendment, okay? Because they are at length responsible for all of them soft targets that they set up. That's a fact, okay? Check this out.
We don't need guns on our streets. We don't need people carrying guns in our subways. We don't need
guns on the streets. We don't need people carrying guns in the subway.
People carrying guns in our schools.
We don't need people carrying guns in our schools.
We don't need people carrying guns in our places of worship.
Or in our places of worship, she says. Okay.
We don't need them carrying them into guns, into bars or...
We don't need them carrying them into bars or whatever. Listen.
Because that only make people less safe.
Because when people have guns, it makes them less safe. This is Mrs. Stupid Tyrant here wants you to believe that it's less safe when someone has guns. Okay, how about this? How about you give up your right to bear arms first, Mrs. Tyrant? Okay, how about we get rid of your armed security detail? By the way, your armed security detail is not there just to protect you. It's to protect the people that appointed her to that position and making sure that she stays in line in case you didn't know. Okay? Folks, can somebody call up and tell me where she's got the right to assume that she can go ahead and war against your God-given rights? Did our forefathers put up with this? Absolutely not. Is there posterity? Oh, absolutely they are. They are. She said guns make people less safe. Then let's get rid of your armed security detail. Okay? We'll do that first, and then we'll impeach you, and then we'll prosecute you, because this is stupidity at the highest levels. She wants you to believe that if you have a gun, it makes you less safe. No. When you don't have a gun, you have nothing to deter the criminal from assailing you. Common sense comes into place. Let's listen to what Stupid has to say after this point.
This whole concept that a good guy with a gun will stop the bad guys with a gun, it doesn't hold up. Democrat and New York governor.
The good guy with a gun stopping a bad man or a bad man with a gun, she wants you to believe that doesn't hold up. Folks, can you make this up? You're dealing with irrationality. There's no rationale there. Okay, Mrs. Hochul, whatever your name is, folks, let's disarm Mrs. Hochul and her mansion that she's been put up in New York, and let's pull all the guys that are armed away from her, because this falls right in line with all of the anti-gunners in Hollywood, folks, in politics, They're all anti-gunners, but they all have armed security detail. Remember McConaughey, this clown from Texas? He gets out there after the alleged shooting that took place in Uvalde. And by the way, it was reported yesterday, they put their kids back into public school. The first time they went back into school since the shooting. Parents, are you paying attention to what you're doing? The kids wouldn't have gotten killed in the first place if they weren't in a public school. Pull your kids out. That will destroy everything the dictators want to do right there off the bat. But remember Mr. McConaughey, he comes in and right on cue because he owes his boss, the devil, John 8:44, John 10:10, he owes him his dues. So he comes out and says, we need to get rid of the guns. Oh, I'm not saying we're going to get rid of the guns. I'm just saying we need to get rid of certain guns. Weapons, he said. Did you notice that he had armed security detail? Gosh, Americans, wake up to this stupidity that's taking place in your country. I want to now, in ending, I have 3 minutes left and I don't want to rush this. I want you to check this little man out before they ate dinner. I want you to hear what he has to say because it is the cutest thing I think I've ever heard in all of my life. The Bible says, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings comes forth what? Perfected praise. You tell me if that's what's coming out of this little man's mouth when he says, prayers. Listen to the teachers. Follow up with him, folks. I want to leave you on a good note, and I want to share with you, friends, that this is truly gratitude. In Jesus' name, this little man has to be one of the cutest little buggers I've ever seen in all my life. I don't know what was going on there, folks, but let's do this again.
We thank you.
We thank you.
For this food.
For this food.
And this blessing.
We ask you to bless it.
It's another.
Make it nourishment.
Amen. Amen, little dude. Hey, folks, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. We bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and we forget not all of his benefits, who forgiveth all of thine iniquities with his blood, who healeth all thy diseases, Acts 10:38, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with love and kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies thy mouth with good things so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness in judgment for all that are oppressed. Let me add to those that love the Lord enough to obey him. Read Proverbs 7:2. Love you by what we do. We will talk to you, folks, in just 23 hours. See ya.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.